BBC Radio Kent. I tell you, I'm relaxed already. I've come to the other part of the studio here. Babette Adrian is with me this afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Yes, hi.
And thank you so much for taking part in our hands-on week as well.
Yes, it's fun.
Now, first of all, just noticing an accent straight away. Whereabouts are you from?
I'm born in Berlin and I lived in South Africa for 8 years.
Wow. So you travelled a fair bit then?
Yes, quite a bit.
This afternoon, I mean, you're a teacher of sculpture. That's what you do.
I'm an artist and teacher, yes.
So, I don't know. I know when they called you up and said you've got to come and teach Dom, you presumably didn't know what you were letting yourself in for, because if you've heard parts of the show this week, you'll know that it's been very much when I've been playing the banjo. Didn't do very well there. I thought I did a little bit better yesterday with the whole of the chainsaw and the ice. So take us through. What are we going to do here?
Well, for a start, this is easier than a chainsaw because you can't cut anything off, all right?
Okay.
Especially not off yourself. So I think the easiest way to start sculpture, because there's so many things you can do in sculpture, is actually modeling, and all beginners always start with that. So what I would ask you to do is choose one of these objects here.
Right, you've got four objects in front of
me. To make it simple, you know, just simple objects, and then just try to recreate it, and I'll tell you how.
I'll just explain to people what we've got here. We've got an elephant.
Yeah.
We've got a shell. This is a figure
yeah.
of a man, is it?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Who's sort of crouching over.
Yeah.
And a fish.
Yes. All right. Okay. That's just to make it simple. So what you do is you create a general shape first.
Yeah.
And then the way to put on clay in sculpture is that you take off little blobs.
Okay, we've got the clay.
And then
in front of us.
You add them to the form
right,
that you're
okay.
building up. All right.
So you know what I would have done straight away? I would have gone straight in for the right shape. And you're saying you literally pull it and build it up.
Right. You can start the blobs right from the beginning, or we don't have a lot of time now, give it a general shape and then put the blobs on.
Okay. If you can watch this, by the way, this afternoon on our webcam, which is taking a look into Studio One at bbc.co.uk/Kent. Click onto Studio One webcam and you can see us doing this afternoon. So I need to pick something.
Yeah. Just
see, it's easy. I want to go for the shell.
Yeah.
But
most people would.
Yeah, but I'm going to go for the elephant.
Oh, that's hard. Okay, give it a go.
Okay, so I'm going to start pulling away here with the clay. Is this right?
The whole thing first like an elephant. Look, it's got a head, it's
okay.
got a trunk.
All right, pulling this up.
Right, then you give it some legs, right, and then it's got a tail.
Wow, you've done that very quickly already, and I'm going for, I've
there,
gone
that's
straight
it,
for the
that's
trunk.
That's the trunk. Very
okay,
good. Huge trunk. Very good. Very
oh, yeah.
good.
So going straight for the going straight for the trunk. Going for the stop it. It's you. Going straight for.
Okay, just keep it with the head then. That's easier. You've got a nice big head.
Is that okay?
Now give it ears.
Some
ears.
Would say I have.
Ears.
I would keep doing that. What about the tail? Should I go for the
yeah,
tail?
Yeah, just pull out the tail there. There we go.
Yeah,
like
funny
that.
How the tail's smaller.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. A lot
okay.
smaller. Okay.
How's that?
You got the legs, all right? Give him four legs.
Oh, I've only given him two. That's not clever. Now, you know, Sarah Barker, who used to be on this programme, she went to Sri Lanka to look after elephants.
Mm.
And she came back with loads of pictures. She'd be really disappointed with me if she saw my elephant right now.
I think you're doing very well.
It
looks
right?
like an elephant
is it
already.
Okay,
already. Very good. Okay, make the ears a bit bigger. They've got nice big ears.
Oh, right, there we go.
Okay, now, that's a very simple, quick approach to start someone off. Because the first thing you need to do is use your fingers. I've brought tools so that you can see what one uses. You can have wooden tools.
Okay.
You can have metal tools. You can have any size of tool.
Oh, my word, yes.
All right, that's for life-size sculptures, okay. which you wouldn't do
okay.
here.
We're just going to have to be a bit careful of the mic, because if we make
did
too
I
many
knock
bumps,
it?
Yeah, we
would.
Oh.
All right.
Ooh.
Okay, so
okay.
Now, what you then would do normally, once you've got a basic form, but to use your fingers first is very important, because you get a feel of the clay.
Yeah.
And then you would take some, normally you have another bit there, and you then start really shaping. Sculptors use their thumbs most of the time. There's even a tool called, which is not this one though,
right.
which is called a sculptor's thumb.
Okay.
So
I have to pull bits off?
Not off this one. You'd have another blob. Let's say here, let's shorten your trunk a bit.
You shorten
the take
trunk.
A blob of that.
Okay.
Right? And now you build the form, okay? So let's
yeah.
say this is his bottom here, his back.
Okay, we've got
so
his
you
bottom.
Go on like this, you put your blob on like that, and you push it slightly in the right direction. You don't smooth it. Most people start doing this, they're polishing and smoothing. That is something that you only do at a later stage
right.
if
okay.
you want it. So you just put rough blobs on, and you don't work them in too much, but you make sure that you actually have a proper surface and a proper tension there in the form.
Okay.
So that it's starting to be shaped like a, you know, proper three-dimensional thing.
So it's getting there.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thin that out a little bit. Okay, but so there's a difference between the head and the trunk.
All right, we're getting the trunk and just thinning it out here. If you imagine, we've started with a big block of clay, which we've done with Babette here, and we're getting slowly but surely the form of this. See, I picked the hard one. I'm sorry about this. I picked the elephant, and we're just slowly getting that into shape now. So once you're starting to get the shape of your creature, if you like, mm-hmm. or whatever, because you could do anything, literally, mm-hmm. couldn't you?
Absolutely.
How are you going to start smoothing it out? How are you going to make it
well,
more
you see,
like
that's a bit tricky because most people think they have to smooth things. They're two completely different types of sculpture. There is the type which is quite rough, so you would have a surface which is very expressive.
Okay.
Yeah, so you see all the traces of your work.
So the great thing is you can literally, and it's quite nice actually to see almost thumbprints.
You see even thumbprints, yes, but you also have a rough expressive surface, which means you've got a lot of interesting texture. Texture is quite important. If you like smooth sculpture, then that is something you would do at a later stage with a tool.
Now, how long have you been doing this, Babette?
Wow, 30 years. I think I started, my first degree I did was in South Africa for painting, and then I did a degree in sculpture in Berlin and Germany. So altogether, it's since the early 80s.
Yeah, very much working in the southeast. You've got students in East Grinstead. You teach students.
Yes, I've got
you?
A small school with 4 classes, 55 students, and I do holiday courses in other countries. My favorite spot at the moment is a monastery north of Sevilla and Andalusia, and it's absolutely beautiful there.
Now we're going to carry on doing some sculpture work here. While we do that, we're going to play some music, and we'll be right back. We're going to carry on and see what we come up with in 3 minutes and 30 seconds. Good luck, everybody.
Okay.
The dark and low, the street, to the bright side of the road.
BBC Radio Kent with Van the Man Morrison. Babette is with me in the studio, Babette Adrian, who's a sculptor who's been teaching me this afternoon. Well, while Van was playing, how do you think we got on?
I think you're doing very well. As I just said, I think you should take this further.
I really enjoy doing this.
I mean, you're doing this while you're talking, and it actually looks like an elephant, you know?
I'm just going to hold this up to the webcam so people can see that. If you take a look at the webcam, hopefully you can see our...
Proper trunk, proper ears, very good.
Look, Babette, I'd love to carry on doing this, and maybe I'll have to come and see you sometime, and we'll do some more sculpture. Thank you so much for coming in this afternoon. It's been great.
It'd be cool if you mentioned my site, so people can have a look at what I do.
And that's your website at www.sculpture-painting.co.uk. Of course, you can just type in the name Babette Adrian into Google or any of the search engines, and I think you'll see that straight away there. It's been fantastic, and you've completed our hands-on week. The challenge this week was to really go for it and do lots of different things. We started off with pottery at the beginning of the week, and still haven't seen. We were going to get it glazed. We had this porcelain piece that we did, and to be honest with you, that didn't look anything like a cup or a mug or what it was supposed to look like. I'm glad to say we've ended the week. Maybe the creativity has come by the end of the week. You
You're
don't
coming
know.
Good, finally. The elephant. On its way, definitely.
Producer Bill, you quite impressed?
I'm impressed. If I get that for Christmas, I'll be very, very happy.
It's not going to you. Oh. Thank you so much, Babette. Really
okay, it was fun. It was the fastest lesson ever.
Wow. How quick did we do that, eh? Brilliant. Okay. You're listening to BBC Radio Kent. Let's update you on what's coming up.